Hello, I'm Charla Roundtree, and today we are going to discuss how the Russian invasion of Ukraine affects our portfolios. First, I want to go back to the question that I asked. What have the stock market returns been following these kinds of geopolitical events? And the findings are mixed. When starting out in a bull market, which we were in, equity returns were positive 100% of the time. See charts 1 and 2 attached. We think of this type of market volatility is best compared to experiencing turbulence on an airplane. Inexperienced and experienced flyers often panic when the plane bounces around. But do you know who doesn't panic? The pilot and the crew. Why? Because they know turbulence is normal when flying. Stock market volatility is also normal. As shown in chart number 3, in an average year, the stock market has had 3-5% pullbacks or more per year, 1-10% correction or more per year, and a 20% correction about every 3 years. Over time, things will be okay. It's about fastening your seatbelt, but please don't jump out of the plane. Taking the averages of the 10 events listed on chart number 1, geopolitical events, war events, when we look at the market performance and what happened after those events, as shown in chart number 4, 1 month later, the S&P 500 was down 2.3. 3 months later, it was up positive 2.6. 12 months later, it was up positive 10.6. Obviously, past performance is not indicative of future results, but it can give us a picture into what has happened historically. We believe that over time, market returns follow earnings, as you can see in chart number 5 shows. We do not believe that the economic sanctions that have and will ensue from Russia's invasion of the Ukraine will change the trajectory of the S&P 500 earnings, which we still expect to be in positive range this year. One thing that is certain with geopolitical events is that they cause us to worry, and uncertainty is the one thing that investors and markets don't like. The market volatility picks up, and then our emotions tend to lead people to head for the exits as investors. But we all know that's really not a good long-term exit strategy. The fall and negative impact on stocks, while significant at times, has always proven to be temporary. At times, as we move forward, the market assesses and adjusts and generally moves to a strong rebound within a few months. Using the geopolitical examples that were in charts number 1 and 2, the example of the Gulf War saw equities rise 5 months after it began, while the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the Iraq War saw the market rebounding after 2 and 3 months, respectively. Expanding that data to include 29 geopolitical crises around the globe, starting with World War II, it is found that the U.S. equity market was on average 2% higher 3 months after an event. While not expected, while these events are not expected to tip the global economy into a recession, it will likely lead to a slowdown in growth. And Europe is significantly more exposed, but we are in an underweight in that area. The U.S. is a little bit more insulated from the impacts of higher oil and gas prices due to its own production. With so many varied factors potentially impacting the markets, trying to time what type of assets to hold is a fool's game. While you may have timed getting out of the markets correctly, the timing of getting back in is typically much harder, and your portfolio could potentially miss out on returns, as some of the largest returns in markets are typically seen after significant falls. Remaining diversified should allow your portfolio to benefit at any market turn. As we know, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered a swift response from the U.S. and European governments. The imposition of economic sanctions is dominating the financial news. But there are two other pieces that we are looking at, which is the rising prices of oil and gas and how that will affect our markets. We know from previous instances of geopolitical uncertainty, those rising prices can have a significant drag on global economic activity. And again, that drag and the increase on those in those prices will likely slow the Federal Reserve and European Central Bank on interest rate hikes. Ultimately, though, we know that the Fed will raise interest rates, but perhaps doing so more gradually than the markets anticipated a week or so ago. The major indices have officially entered correction territory with declines since the January highs. But this is not unexpected. In our year-end market commentary and market outlook, we highlighted the risks that the market and economy face this year, including our discussion about COVID, potential for Fed policy error, the midterm elections in November, and geopolitical risks. We discussed in that commentary in the early part of this year that we expected the markets to suffer a correction in the first half of the year before recovering in the second half of the year. Now that we are enduring the correction, investor sentiment has soured to the point of maximum pessimism, which often sets the stage for the markets to rebound. We believe the surest way for you to achieve your financial goals is to stay calm and stick to your long-term plans. History shows us that this is something we've seen before. We believe the fundamentals look solid and earnings are growing. Lastly, again, I repeat, fasten your seatbelt, but please don't jump out of the plane. If any of these comments have generated additional questions that you would like to talk to us further about, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Thank you. Goodbye.